Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
I'm not sure if I'm on air now, but I cannot hear you.
Hear me now?
I can hear you a little better now. Yeah, there's a delay in the speech, and the voice keeps getting broken apart.
Okay. Yep.
Everybody's better. Now I can hear you.
Okay, great. Everybody's saying it's really bad. Let's see. Kenji, can you just let us know how we sound now? Oh, good. Thanks. Talk. You know, we were just talking before the show, and I was saying to Maya that you would think that Mercury was in retrograde, but I think it is possibly just for me, because the last 2 weeks I've been having computer problems, and, you know, those of you who listen to my show know that all three of my cars went in the shop the same week. So God knows what's going on in my chart right now. But I want to introduce you all to our very special guest today, Maya White. And Maya is a master astrologer and a master astrocartographer. She is also certified as an agent of conscious evolution by Barbara Marks Hubbard. And Maya is recognized as an expert in the field of astrology. She has articles and original horoscopes published worldwide in India, Thailand, Sweden, the UK, as well as the US. Maya also is the creator of the Easy Astrology Oracle Cards published by Hay House, who is one of the most trusted authority on positive thought. Her Easy Astrology Oracle Cards are a learning system developed to help people understand astrology through the use of imaginary and combined, imagery combined with meaningful symbols. I'm a little thrown off because my audio is goofy today. Maya regularly conducts workshops in support of her oracle cards, and she is also available to speak on related topics which help people further their knowledge and develop their intuitive skills related to astrology, mythology, and spirituality. Her next international workshop is scheduled for November 2014 in India. And Maya, you still have a couple of spots open for that trip, is that correct?
Yes, we do, Cynthia. And the time's closing down to be able to sign up for that. Our drop dead date on that is September 15th. We have to have all of our reservations into the place in India. And what it is we're calling it the ultimate rejuvenation journey. And it's going to actually a German owned Ayurvedic hospital and resort in Kerala, India, and we will be doing a week of treatments. Everybody's getting treatments from the Ayurvedic staff there and the doctors and even body type analysis. And then I'm going to be conducting 4 days of my mystery school. So I'll be spending some time with everybody just talking about, you know, kind of the universal secrets. I have 4 sessions scheduled for that.
Wow, that sounds very exciting. And, you know, I think particularly as Americans, I can't say about Europeans or other people in the other parts of the world per se, but particularly as Americans, we don't take enough time for ourselves to take out and really rejuvenate. So this sounds like a fabulous opportunity for people to be able to do that.
Yeah, we're really excited, and it's a really interesting and good crowd that's lining up here, and the way I'm just leaving it at this point. If somebody really feels called to do it, if they're interested, if they're just even curious, I would welcome anybody to pick up the phone and call me. I have a toll-free number on my website, which is the same as my name, mayawhite.com, and my toll-free number is 888-588-6292, and literally pick up the phone and give me a call.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Now, Maya, I know that my listeners today are as excited that you're on as I am because the switchboard is completely filled up. and the chat room is filled up, so I know everyone is really excited. Now, I usually start the show with a little astrology of what's going on in the week ahead, because for me, I know the times when I don't look at it, and then I look back, I say, oh boy, I wish I had looked at that, because that would have given me a heads up on, you know, what to expect, and, you know, especially when things aren't going so smoothly.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea of what we're looking at now? I know there's a lot of things going on with Saturn and Scorpio and all sorts of things, and we just moved into the sun sign of Virgo.
Well, yeah, I think the most dramatic thing that's happening right now is that Venus and Mars are conjunct in Scorpio. So they were exactly conjunct on Monday. And I think that was about probably 15 or 16 degrees right in the middle of Scorpio. And, you know, I like to describe Saturn and Mars as being a disciplined soldier. So the Mars is the soldier and Saturn is the discipline. So it's literally, you know, getting your energy together and getting it organized through Saturn and, you know, marching forward. But the, you know, there's a backwash to that, that there's always a shadow and a dark side. And the dark side of this, or the shadow side, is things like broken bones. Now, there's another Mars-Saturn you know, example. Broken is Mars and bones is Saturn. And I broke a bone on my foot. I have my little toe taped up and I've been limping around, and several people that I know have experienced it in that way. But, you know, it can be tough, Cynthia. The Saturn Mars is something you're going to bump your head up against it. And being that it's in the sign of Scorpio makes it even a little more difficult and, let's say, more dear to deal with. Have you felt anything along those lines yourself?
Well, fortunately, knock on wood. Other
no broken bones.
No broken bones. Broken cars, broken computers. Things like that, but fortunately no broken bones. Although my boyfriend sprained his ankle really bad last week.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fortunately and hopefully no broken bones. How long do we have to look forward to this?
Well, you know, it's not broken bones, it's like broken stuff. Things are breaking apart. So in our own lives, that like even the broken cars, that could be a kind of a Mars-Saturn event also. And, it really peaked on Monday. So that acute aspect of it is kind of winding down as we get into the week. Mars is moving on by the 31st. By the end of this week, Mars is up at 21 degrees. So it's not exactly so tight with that Saturn. Of course, this is all astrology language. I try not to use that too much. I'm assuming that you know a little bit about astrology. The other thing that, okay, good. But it's been a really active week, you know. Tuesday, Venus was square Saturn. Wednesday, Venus was square Mars. So you see Venus is, you know, Venus in Leo and Jupiter in Leo, it's like it's working on that, all that stuff in Scorpio. Tomorrow on the 29th is Sun opposing Neptune. So anytime I see this, I think of it as maybe a possibility for bad news that's really not quite as bad as it might appear.
Okay, so that's a really good thing for people to know because, like I was expressing before, sometimes I will go back and wish that I had looked at the astrology for the week before the things had happened in my life or what was going on or before I overreacted to something, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So if people know that, you know, there's a possibility of bad news coming, but it really isn't as bad as it seems, that can be really helpful.
Absolutely, and especially with everything being so dynamic in the week that we're experiencing right now. Yeah, there's like a lot of pressure, and by Friday, hopefully, this Sun opposing Neptune, I think things will shake out a bit, maybe not as dramatic as it is seeming.
Oh, well, that's good to hear because my birthday's Monday, so I'm glad to hear it's all going to hopefully shake out before then.
And then, of course, we had the Virgo new moon on Monday, and I really think Virgo is about purification. You know, it's a time to get in touch with your body and think about purifying your health. And one of my notes about Virgo in terms of helping people understand how Virgo energy works is it's an earth sign, but, you know, it's a mutable
earth signs. So the earth can be resistant to change. Earth kind of likes it, things to stay a bit the way they are. But being mutable, it gives Virgo the natural quality that it can move up to another level on the spiral of life. So if you're contemplating a decisive shift right now, I'm just saying apply the concept of mutability into your battle plan. So if you mess up one day, it's okay. Just keep going.
Oh, that's really great to hear. And, you know, I'm a Virgo with my birthday coming up, like I said, Monday, August 31st. And I had never heard that about Virgo, that, I know it's an earth sign, and, I know a little very basic about astrology, and I'm always interested in learning more. And I have four planets in Virgo, so that would probably give me a little resistance in general, eh?
Well, it depends. It would, I think, make you extremely sensitive.
Well, I guess as an intuitive psychic medium, that could fit.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you say? So I just want to let our listeners know, and our callers, because we have so many people on the line, to get to as many as we can today, I just want to let everyone know that that we're going to be looking at your sun sign and your moon sign, but because of time constraints, Maya will not be able to look at your astrocartography as a whole, because it just is very in-depth and time-consuming. So if that's something that you really are interested in, I encourage you to go to Maya's website, and that's mayawhite.com, M-A-Y-A-W-H-I-T-E.com. And look at that on her website. Maya is one of only 90 people in the whole world certified in this, and is highly valued and revered by many people around the world in her skills. So you let me know, Maya, when you are ready to take callers. And I just want to, also let people know, again, about your cards, your trip coming up, and make sure they know how to contact you when we're off the air. And anything else you'd like to share with us right now before we might take callers?
Well, thank you. I'll explain a little bit about the complexity of astrocartography and what it is. That
Great.
Is one of my specialties, and it's actually really one of my passions. And astrocartography is a branch of astrology that helps people identify their best place on the earth for success. So it can be something like romance or making money. And it can also tell you maybe what places to avoid, where not to go. And it is actually a software program based on the date, time, and place of your birth. And it's a bit more in-depth, so I do apologize that I can't do the, on-the-spot readings for astrocartography for people today. It's going to take too much time, really, to do it on this show. But I'm happy to really, again, have anybody contact me if they really want to know about that. And it is one of the most amazing, fabulous things that I have ever encountered. It gave me questions, answered questions to my own life. That's why I got into it back in the 70s when it first came out. And I highly recommend it for anybody that feels they're not in the right place.
Right. Yeah, and, I know there are things out there where you said it's a program where you can just punch in your birth and time and all that, and they'll give you a chart, but then to decipher it and really be able to understand it is an art, because I myself have tried to go on to one of the programs and do my own astrocartography. And, I specialize in intuitive guidance and mediumship. I do not specialize in astrology. So I really encourage people to, if that's something that you're interested in, especially if you're at a crossroads in your life, to really take the to jump and go into getting a really great reading, because, you know, even though I'm a very novice with astrology, but I do know a little bit, and I study all the time, and even with that, you know, it's very easy to misinterpret or not understand a chart that you would just get generated. And so it's definitely worth the money to do that. So I really, you know, again, encourage people to check that out. And so today we can talk to people a little bit about their sun and their moon sign. Is that right?
Yeah, I was looking forward to doing that, and I'm really just interested in what people want to know. What's going on in the chat room there? What are people asking? Okay.
Well, people, you know, it's funny, in the chat room, people sort of hang out.
Okay.
So we can ask them to type in the chat room. Usually they have these own conversations going on with themselves.
Okay.
But right now they're all just sitting back and listening. Somebody's talking about Italian people and how they take the whole month of August off to travel and things like that.
Oh, I love that. Okay. You know, and Cynthia, I'll tell you what I can do. I can do some readings with my Easy Astrology Oracle cards. Well, I'll do with my Hay House cards. So
okay.
I'm ready to roll.
All right, perfect. Well, then, since that's the case, we're going to go to the first caller. And this is area code 415, and the last four digits are 2517. Hi, you're on the air with Cynthia and Maya.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Who are we speaking with today?
Amanda.
Amanda, where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey, not too far away from me. I'm in New England as well. Amanda, what can we help you with today?
Are we able to give our date of birth and know what's going on for us, like, the energy for the next week or two or something? Are you able to do a reading like that? Is Maya able to do a reading like that today?
You can give me your birth info. Do you have any way, do we have any way to type this into the chat, Cynthia?
If she's not, we'll
take it on air.
Yeah, if she's logged into the chat, she can do that. Are you on
the
chat room, Amanda?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you can give me that, Amanda.
Okay, it's July 16th. 1977, and I was born 7:12 p.m. in Manhattan.
Takes me a minute to calculate the chart.
Oh, sure,
okay.
Of course. And there are so many aspects to the chart. And, you know, very often people will know their sun sign, but they may not know their moon sign. And for my own self, people would often say, oh, my God, we can't believe you're a Virgo because you talk so much. And I didn't, you know, understand or know a lot about my chart years ago in my life. And then when I started learning a bit about it, I discovered that my moon sign is Gemini, which is where I get my talkative personality from. And,
oh, absolutely. And see, that's a double mutable. That's a Virgo's mutable, and so is Gemini. So you would be good, I think, at shifting, Cynthia, and, you know, just going with the flow here on things. And definitely.
Yeah, generally I am very good at going with the flow. You know, I get stressed out like everyone else, but I think, you know, many of my close friends have said for years, oh, my God, with the things that you've been through in your life, anybody else would have lost their mind by now or, you know, been a drug addict or whatever just to cope with everything. And so I guess it was good that I got all those mutable signs.
Okay, so for Amanda, she's a late Cancer, and a 1 degree Leo is her moon. And Amanda, I would say that the arena for opportunity right now for you is in relationship,
partnerships, and I would expect that actually probably by the end of next week, you will have received a really, really nice message. You have transiting Jupiter is going to be on your Mercury. So I would say, you know, heads up to really pay attention here. Part of what is up for you, Amanda, is that you are needing to, I'm going to say, learn about balance in relationships and learning to express your own power and to learn to play in an arena of power. There may be somebody, although I'm predicting a period of good news, there may be some news that comes your way that is very, very confusing right now. And I'm going to say look at that very, very closely. There's a strong need here for discernment. Does that make sense?
Two things. I'm thinking a little bit more about the power arena and also relationships. I normally find myself kind of annoyed with people, which I don't know what that's about, but it's been my whole life. Like, people tend to irritate me a lot. So I don't know. Just, I mean, is there a way through that? Is this just an
Well, again, the way through it, Amanda, the way through it is you've got to own your own power in relationships. And if they're irritating you, it's because you're not feeling heard, really. And you're not feeling powerful in that relationship. So you really have to really dig down here.
Right. And
in terms of, go ahead, Cynthia.
On an intuitive level, looking at Amanda and her energy, this goes back into childhood from when she was little. And Amanda, it feels and looks like to me that you sort of became a loner along the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely I have been. I'd like to not be alone anymore, but I have been most of my life.
Right, right. And again, and this goes back to a time from when you were very young. And, you know, there are lots of things that you can do to help with that, which if you contact, Maya, contact myself. Have you had a birth chart done previously, Amanda?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. I like astrology.
Okay. And also, looking at the aspects that are going on in your life currently, I know that Maya could really assist with that. And then, you know, going back into working with some of your past things, I have a number of tools that I use to do that as well. So check out our website. And what else? Is there anything else you can offer her, Maya, for suggestions?
Well, yeah, I pulled two of my oracle cards here, and I got the card for Taurus and for Pluto. And again, really, you know, it's just saying, like I said, dig down, dig down, because Taurus is about the earth, and Pluto is in mythology. He was the lord of the underworld. So going into all of those, the childhood feelings, and again, it's about power. And learning to own power without compensating, truly be balanced in it, and know that you deserve as much as anybody else deserves, and in relationship you can give and receive.
So it sounds like you're saying, or maybe I'm just picking up from it, but should I be speaking up more in relationships? I mean, I'm always afraid of, like, coming across as a bitch if I, like, really assert myself. So is that what
you should be? You should be speaking up appropriately in relationship and learn how to deal in relationship where you don't feel that way about yourself. So coming from your heart, not your head, and coming just from a place of being grounded. And there are, you know, everybody has to learn how to, let's say, have their message received by people.
Yes,
Hello?
In a way that honors yourself also.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Maya. That was great. Thank you so much.
Well, I think I love doing readings with my host. It's always fun. It's great. It's a good way to do it. And Pluto in mythology and in astrology, Pluto was the lord of the underworld. So he actually is the brother of Jupiter, who is rules the world above the ground. So those two work together, but Pluto can be about these dark places, and a lot of times people will feel misaligned under Pluto, as though they've been heard or they're not heard. But it actually is, Pluto is very much about power. And there's an amazing story, one of my favorite things about Pluto, and one of the ways it helped me understand Pluto so much was to think about the idea of a volcano, and that Pluto is that fire under the earth. It's inside of the volcano. And when the volcano erupts, everything is black and ash, and there's all this, smoke in the sky. But yet the result of the eruption is a very fertile ground, that the soil on the side of the volcanoes is very rich.
Mm-hmm. That's a really great explanation for Pluto. And I'm always searching for what the planets mean, not just how they affect us, but really stories like this for my own self. And I'm sure there are lots of people out there as well who like to dig a little bit deeper to understand. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, absolutely. And I just have one more thing, if you don't mind, I'd love to add about Pluto.
Sure.
Is that the myth, and it blew my mind. So I have to talk about it. Pluto wore a helmet of invisibility.
Really?
Yes. When he would journey into above the ground and come up, he had a helmet that he could put on that would make him invisible so people could not see him. So kind of a stealth warrior, right? Even if you think about in military applications, the stealth jets have now invisibility.
Wow, that's really exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing, really. And it's so helpful in understanding, about Pluto. Also, in my oracle cards, my Easy Astrology oracle cards, I gave Pluto a heart. He has a black heart. He does care.
Okay. Yeah, so he has a heart, but it's a black heart.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to order those cards when we get off the air. they sound like they're really well done, and it sounds like I hear a lot from them. So I'm looking forward to that. And,
so thank you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
They're in short demand. I've pretty much sold out my first printing, and I think the best place to order them now might be through Amazon.com.
Great.
Instead of Payhouse. So, yeah, Easy Astrology Oracle Cards. And it's about understanding astrology through pictures with keywords. Okay, anyway, that was my little tribute to Pluto.
Oh, that's great. I love that. So, guys, if you would like Maya's cards, go on Amazon and order them there. Easy Astrology Oracle Deck by Maya White. I think we're going to take another caller. Is that okay,
Maya?
Okay. All right.
Ready.
Great. This is area code 516, last four digits, 4132. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Maya and Cynthia.
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My name is Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, thank you for calling in.
I'm also in the chat as Kenji.
Okay, I see you there. Yes, thank you so much. You were letting me know how the sound was, I think.
Yeah, in the very beginning, but thank God it's all better now.
Cleared up. Yeah, thank you so much. What can we do for you today?
Well, I think I'm always interested in my love life, and definitely am ready to settle down with somebody now for the first time in my life. So I guess I'd love to see what my birth chart supports. If my birth chart supports that, I should say.
Okay, can you type information
Sandra.
In the chat?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Can you type your birth date, time, and place in the chat room for us?
You want that there, or I can just tell you over the phone?
You can tell me over the phone if you don't mind. Sometimes people don't like putting that information out, you know.
That's fine. It's
in the public,
March 2nd,
mm-hmm.
1969, and I was born in Astoria, New York.
What's your time?
9:35 a.m.
Okay.
Now, just intuitively, Sandra, a couple of things that are coming in is that my guides are saying you are ripe and ready for a relationship.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But they're bringing up like one little aspect of past relationships that you haven't quite worked through yet. Do you know what they're referring to?
No, God, no. I did a my last relationship was about, I guess it's 4.5 years ago, and I've done a ton of work around that one because it was so painful, that one. So it kind of really broke me open to be a new person and learn to be in my power and, you know, just to see who I really am, which was so much different than I was in that relationship. So I don't know what more work I could possibly do around it.
Okay, so what my guides are saying is that when the next relationship appears, just remember what you have just said in your words, that you are a new person and that relationship changed you so much. So when things start appearing that it might trigger something in you from the past, remember that you are not the person who you were in the past, and you're looking at the relationship, the new relationship, through different eyes.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
I will do that.
Okay. All right, you're welcome. And then whenever Maya is ready, she can just let us know.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Maya.
Sandra, have you ever had your chart done?
You know, I went to an astrologer probably 4 years ago. It was very interesting.
Okay. So this is what I would add, is that as I look at your chart, you have very much what I would call a karmic chart wound around relationship. That there have been, I'm going to say, a lot of, maybe even some wrong choices, or maybe the wrong people picked you. That come on looking a certain way, and they're absolutely not that way at all. That there's
so
a bit of a shadow.
Maya.
Okay.
So true. But you know what? If it wasn't for those bad choices, I wouldn't be able to make better choices now. So I do love those choices, you know?
Well, that's a great positive way to look at it.
I'm always positive. God knows.
That and you know, like I say, the wrong people picking you, and you going for it, and also just that it's just karmic. You have Venus and Saturn in your 12th house, and this is about the commitment of love, the loss of love, the feeling of love, the fear of being committed to love, and you know, it's in the 12th house, so it's karma. It was there for you to embrace and on a soul level accept. And also, Sandra, just that I'm going to say, here's your strength. Here's your way out. Your way out is it's in truly, truly finding joy in who you are and in your own magical being and your essence of who, you know, just you. It's all about you, and your right partner is going to be somebody that totally supports you 100,000% in your joy and your self-expression.
Absolutely. I believe that. That's why I feel like I actually want to meet my partner in something that's joyful for me.
Yes.
You know, like I 100% believe that I'll meet the right person doing that joyful thing for me. Like, I'm not going to go to a bar or I'm not going to do the internet. I'm just going to do what I love to do.
Mm-hmm. That's how it comes together, and that's your most magical point in your chart. And always, you know, winding back to that, winding back to yourself as a creator, yourself as a happy being. And any time, any simple, most little red flag that you get from the guy, if he's not sincere and true and honest, cut it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know that now. You know, it took me a good long time to learn that, but I don't think mm-hmm. I was ready to make a commitment either because I had been engaged previously and I never went mm-hmm. through with it. So, you know, when I think back to that, I wasn't actually ready for my own commitment, but now I absolutely am, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that, you know, that right partner who, like you said, is going to 100%, you know, support me and champion me, and I'm going to do the same for them as well. But
that's the answer, and I think that could be coming to you fairly soon. I'm going to say by the end of probably September, early October.
Of this year?
Wow. Very
yeah.
exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you can make yourself ready, you can, you know, you can meet that person.
Well, that is soon. Well, I'm always open, you know. I'm always out there doing what I love, and, you know, I'm always open for it, so...
That's really great.
I pulled an oracle card and I got Mercury retrograde. So let's see when the next Mercury retrograde period is. That starts October 5th.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, so that sort of goes right in line with what you were saying, Maya, for her opportunity mm-hmm. there coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good.
Great.
Good. Well, we'll
yeah,
see. You know, I always think to myself, I wonder if the universe is going to throw one more, like, cheese ball at me just to see.
I think that's a possibility.
To see if I've learned my lesson or not. I'm like, I know what I got to do this time.
Well, just
yeah.
remember that, you know, my guides are saying to recall the past relationship. So if they're throwing the cheese ball, you know, just put it in the trash. Don't eat the cheese balls. They're bad for you.
That's right. I'm prepared this time. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you for calling.
Amanda, have a great day. You too. Thank you so much. I love the callers. They're so much fun, and we learn so much from them.
Yes. Yeah. So I can expand just a little bit on for Sandra. She has what's called in her fifth house. She has a very powerful fifth house, and just a little more detail or explanation on astrology. House number five is the house of play, creativity, and joy.
Uh huh.
So that's why I said what I did. That's where her, you know, her joy comes in. And. And it's through actual joy and just finding herself.
Right. Oh, that's great. And, you know, that and we all have a fifth house, but we don't all have planets in the fifth house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's really a great thing to have your chart professionally done, because it can be so helpful to learn about yourself and to really know what parts of your chart are really accentuated and highlighted, and then also what parts maybe that you could look out for.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the other things that I love to address in astrology is what a person's soul purpose is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Soul purpose and soul lesson.
Yeah, yeah. And you're able to do that all with the person's chart?
Absolutely.
All right, guys. So, Maya, I think you're going to be flooded because we have way more calls in the switchboard than we're going to be able to take. There's probably 25 callers on the line still. So,
hi.
So you guys are going to go on Maya's website after this, check her out, like her on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. And but we are going to try to get to a couple of more people. So have your birth time. Date and place ready. And you ready to go, Maya?
I'm ready.
Okay, next caller is area code 337, last four digits, 9388. Hi, caller,
hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for calling
great.
In. Who are we speaking
thanks
with?
Thanks for having me on the phone. My name's Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hi, so nice to be. Did you say Candace?
Yes.
Candace. Hi, Candace. Welcome. Can you give us your, give Maya your birth time, date, and place?
Yes, Candace, my birthday is 11/23/1983. I was born in Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R, Louisiana, and then my birth time is 6:36 a.m.
Great. And, you know, the people often say, well, how important is it to have your birth time? And it really is important, you know, if you can get it. If, say, for example, many people that I know don't know their birth time, and I always encourage them to go try to get their birth record if possible and find out their birth time, because you can do
it's
a general you can do a general birth chart, but if you have the specific time, because the planets are constantly moving, then you can you really get an accurate picture of who you are and what your purpose and what your purpose is.
Yeah, time is very helpful. Candace, I just want to reconfirm November 23rd, 1983.
Yes.
Okay, got it. How can I help you?
I would like to ask about my love life, if maybe you see like a soulmate or a long-term relationship coming my way pretty soon.
Well, you're supposed to have that in your life. You know, I was just talking about soul purpose and mm-hmm. and even a person's soul lesson. And your north node, which is an indicator of what we are supposed to learn in this lifetime, is in house number 7. So it's in the house of relationship. And
wow.
So really you would astrologically be a reflection of a person that knows very well how to take care of yourself. You're okay with that, although you're Sagittarius, so you need that breath of fresh air. But that it's for you, part of your soul lesson is in relationship. So it's very much behooves you to consciously say to yourself, I want a relationship, and I understand that a relationship will not detract from my personal sense of freedom. It's all about freedom.
Yes. I've been through a lot. I've definitely been through a lot, and I love freedom. And don't get me wrong, I've been divorced for 4 years, so I love freedom. That's definitely not something that you know, once you experience something like that, if you learn to appreciate freedom on a really high level.
Absolutely. And freedom is good, you know, and being able to accommodate your own freedom and understand that you need that and know and trust is all good. And again, it kind of depends on where is the starting point of your soul. What's the lesson? Some people may have their soul lesson being that they're supposed to learn how to take care of themselves. For you, though, that's not the message. The message is it's to learn how to trust, find equality, recognize a soulmate, another person, and establish a parameter that you guys both are free.
That's an important thing for a Sagittarius. Isn't that correct, Maya, that they have to feel
yes.
like they have their freedom?
Yes.
Yes.
And in my experience, Sagittarius is one of the signs that their best partner is often another Sagittarian.
Oh,
wow.
That's a really good tip.
That's kind of like a little specialty tip on astrology.
Oh, that's great, because I wasn't aware of that, and I've always wondered how can a Sagittarian be happy with one person? And that would make sense that they'd be with another Sagittarian.
Another Sag.
It's perfect.
Right, then they each appreciate and understand that they need freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
So,
okay.
Candace, any...
Sorry.
Any other question or...
I was wondering if you saw me meeting somebody pretty soon or like a soulmate connection or anything, if you see me meeting a soulmate or anything pretty soon.
Well, I think that I think there's a bit of a timeline here, and I'm not going to say pretty soon. You are right now, you're also having this other transit of the planet of Neptune, where you're very, very vulnerable right now, Candace, and you have to guard your own physical energy. So so I think this is a time to focus on yourself. What do you do for work?
Well, I do. I'm working and everything right now. I take care of my daughter. Basically, that's my life. It's working and taking care of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm dating anybody or having any interest or whatever. I'm very, very picky on who I date. So it's like I'm not so part of vulnerable because I've heard it all, I've seen it all, and I'm a person that is not easily convinced. I'm not weak-minded. I'm not very weak-minded, if that's what you're referring to.
This is a time for you to, I'm going to say, to, like, build your ark. if you were like Noah in the ark, this is your time to be building that ship. And I think that your daughter needs you a lot right now. I'm going to say if within the next 6 to 8 months ahead, that I think it's a good time to really focus on her and to focus on yourself. But after that, like I say, it's your path. You are supposed to have a partner.
Okay.
You understand? It's just timing. The time is not right now.
Ask your question. Why did you say that I'm very, very vulnerable at this point?
Well, it's a transit that you're having of the planet Neptune. In the sky, the planet Neptune is right down at the bottom of your chart. And when this happens, when Neptune's down at the bottom, it's as if you could imagine that the energy is just draining right out of you if you don't watch it.
So it's a good time to replenish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and take care of yourself rather than maybe looking for somebody right at this time, but figure out who that perfect somebody would be to go within, take care of yourself, sort of rejuvenate. So when that transit is beyond your chart or beyond your, gone through, then you'll be ready.
So when do you see this transit going?
Well, I said, I said about 8 months, Candace.
Yeah, so you've got some great time to take care of yourself, rejuvenate, and get ready for that perfect partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, Candace. Have a great day. That's really interesting. And, that's one thing for me, Maya. I've never had anybody look at is the transits of my own chart. And I don't know enough myself to really delve into that. And it's funny, I was just looking at my own birth chart here, and my Venus and my Mars are in the same house, which is conflicting. So how do you have love when your two love planets are in the same house conflicting each other?
Well, why do you think that's conflicting?
Oh, somebody told me that once, somebody who read my chart. They said that I would always have difficulty in love relationships because my Venus and my Mars were in the same house.
Are they in different signs in the same house?
Sorry?
Are they in different signs but in the same house?
At the same time.
Mars is in Cancer and Venus is in Cancer.
Okay, so they're in the same sign.
Yeah.
Well, think of it as cozy.
Cozy. I like that better.
Yeah, don't think of it as a sentence that it's you know, has to be a problem. Just let it be cozy.
Oh, good. I like that. I really like
yeah.
that. And that's, you know, an interesting point because it's all about perspective. So one person may say, oh, you'll always have difficulty. But yet, you know, if you think about it as cozy, it totally shifts the energy around it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really great. Now, we only have 4 minutes left. Do you think we have time for one more quick question or no?
I will take one more. Yeah.
All right.
We'll do a quick question.
Okay, this has got to be quick. So have your birth chart, your birth time and place ready. And this is area code 8474, last four digits, 4463.
Hi, this is
Hi, who's
December
this?
December 17th, 1960.
And the time?
July 2nd?
No, December 17th.
December. Okay.
7:45 a.m.
Well, what's the year? I'm sorry. 1960?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And your time?
7:45 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Waukegan, Illinois. W-A-U-K-E-G-A-N.
How can I help you?
Finances.
She's ready. What do you need, honey?
Lori? Your name is Lori?
Jill.
Okay, Jill. Hi, how you doing?
Okay,
Jill. So, yeah, finances are an issue in your chart. In astrology, the second house is the house of money. So the first thing, it comes down really to you've got to own that money. You've got to own the money, and you have to own the power of what the money represents. Money can be something that you feel as though it hurts you. But I'm going to say get really, really honest about how have you hurt yourself with money. So do you spend when you shouldn't spend? Do you allow people to take money away from you? It's you have Chiron there, so it's your deepest wound, but it's also your opportunity to heal. And the way you heal is actually, again, it goes back to it's all about power, Jill. It's owning the power of money, and you have a pretty good investment chart. If you can learn to make money work for you, not that you have to work for the money so much. You have to take control of the essence of what money means and learn to bless it.
What do you mean? Give me an example of the essence that money means, because I was raised, you know, money's about fighting. I don't have enough to go around.
Well, there you go.
Not worth
yeah.
spending
yeah.
money on.
These are all negative messages that you were given around money even as a child. So you first step is, you know, I would say sit down and write out all those negative messages that you were taught around money. It's just so you were taught wrong.
Yes.
And literally use that as a tool and gain, you've got to gain leverage on money. And every single one, take each one of those, and you've got to consciously transform it in your mind, and it takes discipline. There's that Mars-Saturn that's happening right now, the transit in the sky. This is a perfect opportunity for you to, you know, change it. You've got to apply willpower and change money, and it's going to be consciously getting in tune with all the negative patterns. And, again, even how you've hurt yourself.
We
and
have
how people have hurt you and how you feel you've been a victim.
Okay.
Because you have a great capacity to transform that and change it into something really powerful and beautiful and wonderful. You could buy, you're somebody, you could end up owning like a building or something.
Okay.
That's really wonderful. And we only have 15 seconds left. One thing really quickly I do with my clients is when I'm teaching is I hand out money in classes and say, what is this energy? What kind of energy does this money have? So something to think about. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you, Maya. All right, we're off the air.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry to just get that in quick before. That's why I try to give the contact information at the beginning, because I always run out of time at the end.
That's great. Well, we did it.
We did it. Great. Thank you so much. All right,
okay,
Joey. Did that answer your questions, Jill?
Thank you. Yes, it
great.
Did.
So, yeah, really look at that. And like I said, when I do workshops, I will often pass money out of all different denominations, and I ask people, does that $100 bill or does that $1 bill, does it have any energy to it? You know, is it good or is it bad? It's what we attach to it. And it, you know, very often goes back to our childhood and what we were taught. And myself, you know, there are sayings that we're all familiar with. The money is the root of all evil. Well, I've come to learn that money just makes you more of who you really are on a soul level. So if you are good, you're going to be better with money. If you're bad, well, yeah, there's a chance you're going to be worse with money. You know, but in your case, I feel that you have genuine, wonderful soul qualities where you're very caring for other people. You reach out and help other people. And so those qualities will be accentuated when you have money. You're just afraid of it.
How am I afraid?
Well, you're because of your past training, you know, from,
okay.
from childhood growing up. So get, you know, just
okay.
to understand that money itself isn't good or bad. It's just paper. It's the association
okay.
to it. And take Maya's advice about taking all those things that you were taught, all those sayings and phrases, and shift them into a positive. And it will take time and commitment to do that, but you'll be able to do it. And I agree with Maya that you'll be very successful. Intuitively, my guides are saying that as well. But you have to do the work, otherwise the ground will stay shaky.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, Maya. Are you still there?
Hi. Yeah, I got to go, though. I
okay.
have to get ready for a reading. But thank you. That was good. It was a fun show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's always, I find it so hard to get information out and take a lot of callers at the same time. Sometimes I do shows where I just take callers. But, you know, I like to help people in their lives by, you know, sharing information with them also. So I hope that was okay, the format.
Absolutely. It was good.
Great. Thank you
so much.
Let
me know if you want to do it again.
Oh, you know, I would love to have you on any time. And so just let me know when you're free. And I actually looked at the trip to India, but it says it takes 3 months to get a visa. Is that right?
That's wrong. I'm sorry. No,
oh.
it's 30 days. I changed that. I saw that was a mistake. No, it's 30 days.
Oh.
You
okay.
interested?
I may be interested. Yes.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah, cuz I looked
you know,
at
I know we have one more person that's going to come.
Uh-huh. You do.
I know we have one more person on board. So, that's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Well, you know, I would love it as well. I have followed your work for years through Colette, and I'm at a point in my life where I'm at a crossroads, and I'm really feeling like I'm turning 50 next week, and I feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Where am I going? What I'm
mm-hmm.
restless. I'm restless, and I'm looking for something. And I think that might be it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, so when I looked at it last week, I said, oh, 3 months is too late. I can't get a visa.
Sorry, I corrected that. Yeah, that was a mistake. It was supposed to be 30 days. And we are, the only thing is the time, two things. One, your ticket, the sooner you buy your ticket, the better. And
okay.
the prices are still pretty good. I bought my ticket one way yesterday, leaving from Miami. to Trivandrum was 700.
Oh, that's not bad.
I thought that was great. I was delighted.
Oh, good. And so what airport is best to go into?
TRV. It's called Trivandrum. And I'll send you, I'm going to send you a link to, you know, everything we have, basically.
Fantastic. Okay.
I'll send you all the info. And the first thing, the biggest thing is, if you can, is even, you know, get at least a deposit in. We have to have payment in full by the 15th of September. That's kind of our,
right.
You know,
okay.
Our end date, because we have to have the money to the place in India by then.
Okay.
They, you know, they sell out. But do you think you would want to do it just on a, you know, like on a credit card, or how?
I don't have a big enough limit on my credit card to do it all in one like that.
Okay.
I would have to call the bank and do it on a debit card, and then raise my limit just for the one day.
Okay.
So I can.
Okay.
I can,
well, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. You can work that out, or. Or you could just do a bank transfer or something.
Oh, right. Okay.
You can transfer the money to my account.
Okay. Yeah.
That would work out. Yeah, you can think about that, and, you know.
Okay. Let me look at all the details of that. My house is actually scheduled to be auctioned off for foreclosure on October 23rd.
Okay.
So that'll be the hinge is I just need to see if I'm actually going to need to be here or not.
Okay.
Cuz I may have to be moving in the, you know, 30 days from that.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to schedule a reading with you.
get that worked out.
Yeah. All right, Maya, I'll let you go, cuz I know you have a client.
All right, sweetie, take care.
Thanks so much.
Keep me posted.
Thank you.
All right,
so
okay.
That was great.
Great, okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.